This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Josh from the DBCC, and I'm here with Jan Gascoigne, who's been training with us since December and has had some pretty amazing results since then. And I'd just like to share her experience with you so you can pick up some tips and tricks on how she did it. So, Jan, first of all, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
49.
And so let's get straight into it. How much weight have you lost?
2 stone in the 6 months.
That's awesome. And in dress sizes?
I've gone down from 8, 16 plus, just over a 16.
Nice.
To a 14 now.
Wow. Okay. So what I want to do first is go back to when you were that weight in December.
Yep.
How did you feel when you were at that weight?
I was feeling very lethargic. Most of the evenings, by the time I did get home, I just wanted to fall asleep on the settee.
Sure.
No energy whatsoever.
Sure. Okay. And how were your habits back then? Were they different to what you do now?
I thought, actually, I was eating quite healthily.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Over the years, I've been a yo-yo dieter.
Okay.
So I have lost weight before with various swimming clubs, and I've put the weight on, and it's come off, it's gone on again, and that's the way I've been working. I've now learnt new ways of eating, which, despite all the reading and the various diets I've done in the past, for me, this is not a diet, but a way of life, and I'm much happier eating what I'm eating now.
That's great to hear. So, specifically, remembering back, what was it that you were doing differently back then? Did you eat different foods or different times? Or
for me, it's been cutting out the sugars and the carbohydrates that's really made me feel that much better.
Okay.
I definitely had a sugar craving. I didn't, for a long time, I haven't had biscuits or anything like that in the house. Because if I opened a packet, I could eat the whole lot.
Yeah.
Very Moorish. Having really avoided the sugar, I don't have those cravings anymore. So it really isn't a problem.
Yeah.
And I was eating too much carbohydrate that I didn't actually realise. And I didn't really consider how even the healthier versions, the pastas, the jacket potato, made me feel.
Yeah.
But they did make me feel very, very heavy. Feel heavy, not just be heavy.
Yeah, because I find it interesting how it can make you feel quite helpless to be thinking that you're doing everything right, but actually to not be, and it doesn't make you feel very good.
Yeah, that's right. Even when I think I was being good, cutting down the portion sizes and eating a healthy, balanced meal, I still couldn't lose the weight at times. And I could only lose it by drastically dieting, cutting calories massively or counting.
Okay. And obviously stuff like that's not sustainable long term then.
No, you go on a diet, you lose the weight and think, great, I'm this weight now, so I can eat what I want.
So what about now? How is what you do now different?
Now, I feel so much better. Not only, it's not just the weight loss to me, I feel better in my mind. I'm awake in the evenings, I feel more energetic, I feel more alert. Mentally, I feel that much better. And now, instead of perhaps watching people with a plate of chips and thinking, oh, I can't eat that, I'm on a diet, I'm looking and thinking, oh, I really wouldn't want to put that in my body. I really, really don't want that fat and stodge.
That's a massive improvement. And so, obviously you work. How have you managed to fit your training and all of this nutrition stuff around your lifestyle?
Well, I train in the mornings, so I come down as early as I can after the school run because I do have a child still at school. The shower facilities and everything here, I use those, get ready for work and head off to work. I find it fairly simple. I take my lunch to work with me. On the odd occasion, I haven't had anything. I have gone down to a local shop. And what I'm eating now, I can find things, but it's much, much easier just to pack my lunch before I go.
So it's more like you've adopted the lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's planning and just scheduling it in. And I can schedule in because it's important to me.
Okay, so for people listening, what's been the hardest thing about maintaining the habits that you've got now?
Probably scheduling the sessions around commitments, not just work, but I have had family commitments over that period, as indeed anybody does. I do find the fact that I book the sessions online helpful because I am a committed person. So if I commit to something, I follow it through. So whilst if I could just come when I felt like it, and I wake up in the morning and think, actually, I can't be bothered to get out of bed, which we'll all have those mornings. Yeah. If I'm booked in at a set time, I will actually be here. So the hard thing is working out when you can come, but conversely, the easy thing is, because I can schedule in advance, I do that. And if you look, I've actually booked all my sessions right up to when the calendar's open.
I like that. So before we close, what advice would you give someone in your position, or rather, who was in your position in December, who's not exercising?
Most definitely to give it a try. I came along here with just that intention, because it is a commitment in terms of time and money and effort. But if you just give it a try and say, okay, I'll just give it a month, just give it a trial, I think you'd carry on with it, because it makes you feel so much better so quickly. And whilst the training's very good and the nutrition help is very good, equally, the members are fantastic. I have never belonged to something where I felt like I was part of it so quickly.
That's really nice to hear, Jan. I'm Josh, and this has been Jan Gascoigne from the Double Vision Conditioning Centre. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.